You should save on the internet. We're on YouTube.
Honey, why didn't you tell me? We were going live. Are you trying to get me canceled?
We're already canceled.
We are?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
We got canceled a long time ago.
How canceled are we?
Yeah, as canceled as anyone is ever going to be in the history of cancellation. Those are facts.
I'm taking my vitamins.
Take your vitamins. You're going to need them for this. This is the amount of lying that Pete Buttigieg, the amount of lying is going to do here is going to blow your mind. He is the spin master. I've never seen, outside of Nancy Pelosi, might be one of the people I dislike
talking about anything at all. And it makes me ask the question,
Petey, why you wanna lie? Why you always lying to me? Why you wanna lie? That's what it makes me think. What does it make you think when you see Pete Buttigieg do things and lie to the American people and consumers?
Is the censor button right?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I got it.
No, I mean, it's just, you guys, Lord Benjamin doesn't swear. If you know him, if you've spent any time with him, you will notice that he does not cuss. So I'm in the kitchen. I'm fixing myself a plate of food. And he comes in and he says, fucking Pete. What an idea. Genius setup. I did that. He said,
fucking.
Where's, do you have your other microphone on? Is that what I can hear it? What is your mic set up?
My mic isn't. You told me.
Did you mute your stream yard? Because I definitely heard you drop that F bomb.
Oh.
No, you didn't. See, this is what
about. That's
you
your fault.
Listen. This is. Wait, does that get canceled? Because you don't listen when I tell you new things.
So the point is, Benjamin doesn't swear. Yeah. So when he came into the kitchen all mad, cussing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I said like, one curse word.
I was like, whoa.
I said one curse.
Bro.
Yeah.
Listen. Chill out. What's up? And he said, we got to talk about it. And I said, okay. What's up?
So put this in here, just like PDB. I'm not calling him by his name anymore.
PDB.
PDB. His name is PDB. I'm sorry, y'all.
Listen, we got this.
We're having so much fun.
This new mixer is absolutely ridiculous, and it's so much fun. This Monocaster, it's kind of dope. So we're gonna let me play you what we're dealing with right now and why I got so angry. Let me pull it up on the screen so you guys see it, because this is tragic. How much this man
magic?
Let's watch this. Watch this fool in this interview.
Every time they see coverage of Washington, that's why Congress right now has an approval rating. Last time I checked was, I think, in the 20s. So we need to make sure that we highlight the things that are going right and continue to pay attention to the things that are going wrong and lay out the plan and make clear who's trying to get progress and who's trying to actually solve those problems versus just use them to score political points. I mean, it was especially disappointing to see what happened with the border, right? You got congressional GOP.
So mind you, he just said it's especially disappointing to hear what happened at the what happened with the border. He's a Democrat, progressive, and he's saying it was disappointing to see what happened with the border. Let's see what he means when he says that.
Well, and I just have to say, the first couple minute, like moments here, I already feel like he's been taking lessons from Kamala Harris. He might have just put a hex on us.
Wow. Okay. Let's see where it goes. Let's watch it. Let's see where it goes.
The border, every chance they got. So you would think they would be interested in addressing it. And yet when a bipartisan bill put together by one of the most conservative members of the Senate and Democrats working, negotiating, making tough, tough decisions that both of their respective bases were going to have trouble with, came and hammered that out. It looked like there was going to be a chance to do something real with real resources at the border.
Now, if you
who's the conservative that put together the bill?
I think there's some other people involved that were saying, trying to do something. But the point is, probably wasn't a conservative, according to what we heard about that bill. If you are questioning it, go look at the bill, see how many people were allowed to come into, you know, the spot during that situation, the amount of daily crossings allowed, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Just go look at what it would have codified as legal in the bill that they were trying to pass.
Yeah.
We're not going to deep dive. We're not going to take a lot of time with that. Just go look it up.
Let's just say real quick, though, Mitch McConnell is the supposed most conservative senator.
Good old Mitchy Mitch. He's always...
That is another lie.
How is it always that guy? Anyways, let's see where he goes with this.
Only for Donald Trump, who's not even an elected official, to come in and kill it with the chill that he put on congressional. We can either solve problems or we can have them be political football.
So the whole move to try to come up with something by the administration and obviously bipartisan, that didn't come until it became clear it was going to be a major campaign issue. And
boom, now PD is going to try to spin this and run it however way he wants to run it. But this whole thing is going to be an example of the Hegelian dialectic. I don't know how you say it.
I think you're making up words.
No, I'm not. Hegelian. And the point is, it's you create a problem, you solve it. You create a problem, you solve it. There are two topics we're going to touch on. One, the pandemic that shall not be named. I'm going to call it the disease hat trick. That's what we're going to call it. And I'll talk hat trick because you get three goals in a row in soccer and cricket. Hat trick, three. We'll talk about that. But in relation to this, what he's talking about right now with the border, Joe Biden did this. Everybody in the United States of America is very clear that when Trump was in office, whether you like him or not, this had slowed down. This is not like conjecture. Like they did interviews with people at the border who were saying, we know this dude Biden is he's an Obama type dude. They're cool. They like us.
Yeah.
It's time to make the move. Like
that's
they
that
were
famous
waiting.
Interview at the border where the journalist says, oh, did you, you know, would you have come when Trump was president? And he was like, no. And then she was like, did you come because Biden was president? And he was like, basically. And because my country sucks.
This is not like it's not rocket science. These dudes are lying. He's lying. And this is a problem that Joe Biden facilitated because weirdly enough, regular humans and law-abiding people as well as criminals follow the rules or they will play the game based on the way that the rules are being set up. So if you tell them that there's a way for them to pull an angle or a maneuver, they're going to take the angle of the maneuver.
And that I was literally just listening to something. Apparently there's an app you can get for your phone to file an asylum claim. So these people are getting told in, you know, wherever they are, oh, fill out this app on your phone and show up at the border and we'll send you on in.
Listen. Okay.
Okay.
Cheryl Ann, this kid talks in circles and lies. Everybody lies. She didn't curse. I just wanted to do that. They never do that stuff. They never fact check. I will always vote for someone who tells the truth. I'm so sick of this administration.
Yep.
Pretending we the people do not know what is going on. We know exactly what is going on. They're definitely trying to destroy our country. Facts.
Yep.
I don't know how you can see it any other way. They're not dumb. They're doing these things on purpose. They know what they're doing. And this dude's a cornball. Let's continue. See what else. The Kernan, I believe Kernan is the individual he's doing the interview with, starts to put the smack down. Pete tries to talk over him. I want you to see this thing. This is. I love this because most people don't do this. He didn't let him interrupt him and keep talking. He was like, nah, I'll let you talk. Let me say, mm-hmm. Let me cook for here for a minute. Let me see where he tries to jump in. Pete tries to jump in quick.
I hear
well,
those.
Hold on. Let's be clear, though.
Let me finish first. But every time we hear those talking points that suddenly it was Republicans who ruined the border, that's why people get so frustrated. We know what President Biden said about inviting people in.
Everybody knows that.
Oh, my God. Do these people forget that the internet is forever?
Ever.
Did you just you've just gotten the massage treatment.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
You just got the happy ending treatment.
Zero reach.
You're
around.
Used to that from the journalists.
Yeah, it's like people. It's like. It's a lie.
Everything is big orange man's fault.
I have a meme. It's called Trump No Jutsu. Anybody who knows Naruto, is they have magic spells called jutsus. They do little hand signals like ninjas, and then like a magical fireball appears. And I call it Trump No Jutsu. Basically, no matter what the problem is, somehow it is related to Trump. This is the most influential. Mm-hmm. This is the most influential man in all of the United States of America. I don't know how one guy can be this influential. And I'm being honest with you, because I remember when people were talking about Donald Trump, like he was Jesus Christ and he was going to come back, and they had freaking photos photoshopped from the white halo on this man, freaking angels in the background. And I was like, bro, that's a bit, he ain't on JC's level. Calm down.
A bit much.
He's not the one guy that's going to fix literally everything wrong with the government. But according to them, according to the progressives and Democrats, apparently he is exactly that powerful. He is one guy. Yes,
he is a mastermind and a moron at the same time, which I don't know how you can have that happen. Either he's like the world's biggest, best political genius
ever,
or he's a moron.
Canon 7D chess is what this man is playing. He is in He is in eight different dimensions playing chess if he's as good as they're saying he is. I have never seen someone, bro, if Donald Trump doesn't unalive an entire group of people in the next presidency or something, then I will be shocked, in the sense that they're telling us that he is literally the angry man with the mustache. And that he is that influential on the whole globe.
Yeah.
You're telling me he's that powerful. I don't think he's that powerful. I don't think he can do all.
What is Malay?
Javier Malay.
So apparently he's also the second coming of the Antichrist. Basically, anybody who is center or right, or even like mildly left, because let's be real. Donald Trump is not a Republican. He's
like a populist.
I wouldn't call him a liberal. Like, right. He's a populist.
Middle of ground.
Exactly.
Dude. Yeah. She said he's finally some truth. He said he's an absolute moron.
Oh my gosh.
It gets a little worse. Watch this part. This is what actually pissed me off. Because this is the stuff about the grand grift that should never be named. Watch this stuff.
No, right now.
This is never
we have
Congress isn't running
for president. We have economic numbers. Is it my lying eyes that under Joe Biden, we've had the most job creation in American history?
The most.
It is absolutely a lie.
The most job creation. Okay.
Is it my lying eyes?
After the pandemic. Now, whether you like the vaccine or not, doesn't matter. Joe Biden didn't develop that. I didn't take it, but whatever. So there's that. And if you like the CDC, if you look at what they're saying right now, some of the things I saw recently was that the reason that they're telling people to treat the grift that shall not be named, the reason they're telling people to treat it like the flu is because most people have either been vaccinated or have a level of immunity to it. Mm. Man, that sounds like, what is that called?
You probably still can't say it on social media, even though the CDC has come out and said to treat it like the flu.
What's a group of animals?
A herd?
Oh, yeah. That is kind of like that.
Gaggle?
Is like that immunity.
Oh, gaggle immunity.
Yeah, gaggle. That must be what it was. It's definitely not that other thing people were saying.
Immunity.
Probably definitely not that thing people were saying during the problem about what it was going to take to get back to work. Clearly, it's not that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That would
get
you kicked off YouTube.
Not to mention, anyways, so this dude is talking about that Joe Biden gets credit for what happened at the tail end of the event, because he wasn't the one in charge during the beginning and middle. So let me get this straight. Me and Erica, husband and wife, I make $100,000 a year, right? Mm-hmm. I like to put politics down to like house, family, like,
yeah.
What is bite-sized terms? Chunks. Yeah. So if I make $100,000 a year, I have a midlife crisis, I sell all my stuff, go buy a Corvette, and I'm making $20,000 a year. It means I just lost $80,000 a year, right? Our family's in distress. We're not making the money we're supposed to make. It's a whole problem. Great, fantastic. After she yells at me, gets mad at me, turns my internet off, doesn't let me play PlayStation no more, nagged to death, I go back and get another job making $100,000 a year. Do you think she's going to celebrate about how wise and awesome her husband was for going out and making an 80,000% increase. Oh my goodness, he's never made that big of an increase in his income a day in his life. Or do you think she's going to go, well, of course he's making $100,000. He's making $100,000 before. He just went back to what he was doing before. He acted like a moron. Do you see the parallel I'm trying to draw here?
Yeah.
Is it, I'm trying to make it really uncomplicated. Yeah. You don't
know. This is the thing, Benjamin, in our culture and our society, the way it is, how we have these bite-sized little whatevers and, you know, short attention spans and all of that other stuff. They presume that nobody's going to know, nobody's going to be paying attention, that they haven't, that they're not terminally online like we are. So we've seen these people lie and make up statistics before. They're assuming that people are just going to read, you know, read the cliff notes and move around. I mean, that's really what it is. And frankly, they're not wrong. Many, 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 many Americans are absolutely 100% checked out from the political process, politics, culture, you know, whatever is in the news right now. So
yeah,
I think, you know, they know exactly what they're doing.
Okay. Let's see what else he has to say. It's freaking a filthy, disgusting lie.
Patricia Ann Howe, you are welcome for the show. Thank you for watching.
We'll do it for you. We'll do it for y'all. We'll do it for the fam. Let's see it.
Lying eyes telling us that unemployment and inflation are both below 4% and have been that way for the longest time in who knows well when. Is it reality or is it spin? To point out the fact that manufacturing jobs are up under this president and were down under the last president.
Is he reading cue cards? Look at how his eyes are above the camera.
Hold on, let me pull him back up. Oh my God. Stu's lying.
He's reading cue cards.
Stu's lying.
Look at his eyes are up and to the right. He totally looks like he's reading a cue card.
Well, he has to be reading something because he should be getting washed right now. Let's see what else other nonsense he's saying.
I mean, if he can lie that easily.
Manufacturing jobs are up under Biden. For why? Not to mention when they talk about unemployment, one of the interesting things about that is like when you do numbers, because you can lie with statistics, right? Historic unemployment. Does it account for the number of people who've left the workforce during the pandemic, but should not be named, and are no longer seeking employment? Go look up the way they actually determine unemployment numbers, and you will understand the questions that I'm asking right now. Yep. It's not straightforward who has a job, who doesn't have a job. It also includes who's passed away. It includes people who are no longer seeking a job because they passed away or because
they left the workforce because they didn't want to take a medical procedure that was untested.
Experimental and genetic editing, some would say, yada, yada, yada. So
what was it, like hundreds of thousands of medical workers were laid off.
Yep. Brand new
police officers.
Brand new trad wives developed right under all that nonsense because that was not an expected outcome. Mm-hmm. Right. So appreciate you too, Patricia. So this is the stuff that makes me angry. I know enough to know that I cannot take what they're saying at face value. And unfortunately for anybody who wants to say left, right, they both lie. But the left, man, oh my goodness gracious. Democrats and progressives will lie to your absolute face or say foolish things to your face and think that you're supposed to believe it. Nancy Pelosi's, we got a pass to see how much it costs. Okay. Do you understand? Like
that. And you just
you can't trust these
people. You guys. When Nancy Pelosi said that, what she was speaking to there is the fact that there is a fourth branch of government that we talk about all the time, the unelected fourth branch of government, the bureaucratic state, because Congress does not actually write the rules. They just pass a law and then tell some other agency, some administrative agency, okay? So the legislative branch offloads a bunch of its responsibility to the administrative branch that is unelected to actually come up with the rules, which is how you figure out how much it costs. So they can never do better than an estimate to begin with.
Yeah.
They have no idea.
They have no idea. And I want to bring something up here because this is just like, I don't say things randomly. I did a lot of sales in my life. So I'm very acutely aware when someone's lying to me or trying to finesse me. It doesn't mean that they shouldn't use the techniques, but it means I know normally I can feel in my bones when someone's trying to put sold or pressure, right?
Yeah.
So evaluation, this is what I was taught in sales. This is literally a training book I have from a sales job I had. Numbers. Number one, you look at the numbers. Four steps.
Ooh.
Raw numbers. What are the facts? Two, determining meaning in the numbers. What does it mean? Right?
Okay.
So you start looking at things like historical data. If we didn't hit our sales number, was there a holiday going on? What did we do last year? What was it? Did we run a promotion? You start trying to determine the meaning and do a deep analysis of the numbers, but you got to start
Show
with the raw numbers.
Show me the meaning of these numbers.
Amazing. Amazing stuff, folks. three, feelings. Three, celebrations. One, helpful observation. And four, action items. Here's the thing. When you watch people talk about numbers on television, half the time they skip the raw numbers and they don't even look at any of the data for the meanings. So for instance, when you look at like all-time highs in the stock market compared to what? There's more money in the world than there was before. So what does that actually mean? More compared to, are we adjusting for inflation and all the other things going on? Like what are we actually talking about? It's like when people talk about box office numbers, oh my goodness gracious, Avengers did more money than any movie ever. Are they adjusting for the population and the average number of people who go to the movie theater? What does that mean?
I think so, but maybe not. I mean, hey, statistics and damn statistics or whatever it is.
You can lie.
You can make numbers mean whatever you want.
You can twist and stuff. These dudes twist. All, twist and shout. Do the twist. All the twistiness. Pete Buttigieg. See what else he has to say.
Matters of simple fact.
When we heard for 3 years that the border's closed and it's secure, and Mayorkas said it's closed, and 7.2 million people have come into where our big cities have no idea how to handle this.
But,
and then
but
you
here's
hear
the thing,
from
Joe,
the administration.
Joe, here's the thing. Now, this is really important. This is really important, okay? The common sense position, and the position that, by the way, a lot of moderates, Democrats, and moderate Republicans would always say, the kinds of things that you hear at the Chamber of Commerce in Indiana, where I come from, is that there ought to be more legal immigration and less illegal immigration. And yet,
I'm going to let him finish that. Let him finish this. I want to finish.
That's not what happened.
I want to hear where this is going.
Yet when there's a chance to actually do that, that's not that there ought to be more legal immigration and less illegal immigration. And yet when there's a chance to actually do that, that's not what happened.
I've had this question the whole time. Whenever we talk about immigration and numbers, how do you determine the numbers? Are not the numbers determined based on what is good for America, or is it based on what's good for people who are not from America and did not bleed and sweat for the country? My parents, the military, her parents, some of her relatives were ex-military. So I'm from Fort Hood. If your people didn't fight any wars and didn't bleed or sweat in the ground and make America what it is, you're not owed the privilege of living here. And
is his suggestion that we should turn illegal immigrants into legal ones?
I don't know.
Because this is the thing. It's one thing if we change our immigration system, because last I knew, the United States processed about 1 million legal immigrants a year, 1 million legal immigrants, not asylum seekers, but immigrants, people who have to learn the language and learn our culture and the Constitution and all, and want to be Americans. Right. So
all this other racist stuff.
So what is his suggestion that instead of like increasing, I don't know, just the context says, And I think a lot of Americans would say, yeah, sure, more legal immigration, as long as they're people who actually want to be Americans and are going to assimilate once they get here. But we can't turn illegal immigrants, people who are coming over just for.
But first and foremost,
jobs.
Who's saying that they need more legal immigrants? Who in America is saying, yeah, we need.
People like Joy Reid, who says we need more brown people to pick vegetables and clean our toilets.
We have people here.
Or wait, was that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez who said it that crassly demeaned people who do manual labor? I know Joy Reid said it too, but all these Democrats, they demean manual labor.
No. What person who does math said it? They're Democrats and progressives. They don't do math. That's the question. What person is reasonable looking at the economy, looking at the way things flow? Yeah, what we need is more people from another country. And the way to do that is to offer them all kinds of passes, money, credit cards.
Yeah, no, what we need to
housing and all the other things. Who said that?
Off of welfare and back to work. Because you and I both know there are plenty of people on disability or this problem or that problem.
Yep.
And don't work. Mm-hmm. They're on welfare. Oh, I got kids. I got whatever.
Yeah.
There's so much fraud in the system.
It's absolute foolishness. So the point is, like, he's saying everybody says it. I've never met a person say, you know, we need more. I've never met a regular person in my entire life who said, you know what we need? We need more immigrants. A minute ago, people was having trouble finding jobs to pay what they wanted them to pay. At what point did people say that they needed more immigrants to compete with you for the same jobs?
I've never heard anybody say that. That's what the crazy thing about it is. Every time the Dems talk about how we need these immigrants, they do it while demeaning the people.
Here's like, I don't even care.
And demeaning the
That's work. Their business. The point is that before you even get to how they did it, says who? No one's saying that. Where's the evidence you need?
They're saying.
No.
They're
no,
saying
no.
they need
the point people. Is, the point, is, the point is you don't have any evidence. You don't have any evidence to prove that you need more people in the United States. When you have places like Texas where we're having issues with freaking power grids and water, you have all these other places where we have people who are jammed into population centers, and there's in places in America now popping up with bubonic plague. What you don't need more people jammed into LA, New York, freaking Austin, Houston, Dallas. I don't know where else people are jammed, whatever major population centers there are. You need people to go out and farm. You need people to go out and live freaking North Dakota or freaking Alaska or something.
You want food?
We need
people who know how to make food.
Those are people. Go over there. Spread them out. We do not need everybody living in New York City. That is absolutely stupid. Nobody's ever saying that, and that's exactly what they're going to do. I'm sorry. See what else this fool has to say.
Oh, goodness gracious. PD.
Administration caught legal immigration. And meanwhile, our economy is pulling people just as much as terrible conditions in Latin America are pushing people. And when there's finally a bipartisan compromise that would help address at least some of those issues, congressional Republicans couldn't get it done because Donald Trump, who's not even in elected office, killed it. That is a fact.
Oh, my God.
That
Donald Trump's policies kept illegal immigration down. That is a fact. I live in Texas. We've looked at borders. We've talked to people who work the borders, got friends that live on the border, all of the things.
That border bill was no.
Listen, it is indisputable that his policies trickled illegal immigration. The problem had already been largely resolved because it takes policy as well as the physical structure to tell people, hey, man, really, you need to do this in an orderly fashion. What is this dude talking about, Erica?
I don't know if he knows what he's talking about. I don't know. I really, you know, you hear these people talking, you just, and it's always that question, are they stupid or are they evil? And I know, you know, Robert says, oh, it's not, you know, stupid. And he doesn't say they're evil either. This is all calculated. You know, the thing I think that we always have to keep in mind is follow the money. Who benefits? Who profits? Who's getting something for this? And it's absolutely why the government should be as small as humanly possible. We need to defund the government, like for real, so they can't have this much control.
Jerry Zeller. They live where the money is and handouts. You won't see a person standing on the corner panhandling if that person doesn't get something to be there, just for starters. Yep. Absolutely. Here's the thing.
Yeah, I don't see panhandlers in Gerald.
Okay,
let me see him in Austin.
I want to be raw about something. Let's be real. Everybody on this, you know, I'm probably telling you the truth. If you lived in a country and it sucked and you had to live there with your family and it was unsafe and you didn't really know what to do to fix that, you might jump a border, swim a moat, kick a gator in the face to get the freedom. Okay. You might do all of those things. Reasonable, understandable, not my problem. It sounds brutal, but when we have homeless people on our streets, when we have, I don't know, if, like in a place like Austin, Round Rock, I believe they said, like 2 out of 5 or 3 out of 5 kids, when school's not happening, deal with food instability. They don't have food at home. When we have child predators doing things, and we have actual issues of slavery taking place, and some of that is facilitated by what happens crossing that border, we have problems like that. Your problem in Venezuela, Peru, Ecuador, wherever you're coming from, is not my problem. Mm-hmm. I feel for you. I feel for you, but you're not my priority. Mm-hmm. My family is my priority. My home is my priority. If this house catches fire and next door catches fire, which fire do you think I put out first? If we can't eat and the neighbors across the street can't eat, do you think I'm going to go feed them before I feed my mom and my wife? No, that's not how that works. That's not how anything works. So it feels brutal to say it, but you have to start from a place of reason. And then we can talk about, once we're doing the reasonable things, now we can insert compassion.
Well, and people keep saying things like the United States, oh, we're the richest country in the world. We're the richest country in the world. We're probably also the most indebted country in the world. So if we're so rich that in a number of years, our interest is going to surpass the principal we're paying on our debt, things like that. When we're $33 trillion in debt, not including unfunded mandates of Social Security and Medicare, we're not rich, okay? Okay, we're not rich. We're broke. We are bankrupt. And it's only because of freaking stupid monetary policy, the Fed, and scams that we haven't tanked. Like, scams. Real talk.
Let's see whatever the rest PDB has to say in the end of Biden's border unemployment, and PDB is a lying spin master. Let's see what else he's got to say here. I'm very curious. We're just listening to this raw with you guys. I caught the first snippet of it, and then we just ran it. So we're processing as we talk to you.
We'll see whether this moves the needle. I just think, you know, the American public just wants something that benefits them. They just don't want to hear. What they see isn't happening in this sector. But we appreciate your time.
We'll be watching on.
He's trying. He was trying.
Did you see how exasperated he was? He was like, I mean, you know, the American people would just like something other than talking points. Oh, us too, he says.
Us too.
You're the one saying the talking points.
You're the guy. You're
what
the guy
are you talking about.
Listen to me. I don't like being hyper partisan, but Democrats have had power in a lot of the areas that I've seen
this crap,
that have sucked badly. I lived in Cali. I lived in Vermont. I watched. Okay. I give you from our own experience, Democrats at work, we have a triplex. We offer below market pricing for housing. We have a triplex. We're offering it to a cop, to traveling nurses. These are things that Vermont, Burlington was in short supply of. They needed these sorts of people. We have two of them in our building, right? So we're offering these things at prices that are not cut through. So we're not making all the profit we can. We're not slumlords. We live in a nice place. We also occupied part of the structure. So it wasn't a slum. The city got mad about some stupid thing dealing with permits, where they had two different permits or documents about the housing and the structures and whatever. Was it a duplex? Was it a triplex?
Yeah. On the 60s.
So they err on the side of the city saying, oh, well, it's a duplex. Get rid of the unit. Spend money on permits to turn a triplex into a duplex while we're in a scenario we don't have enough people, while we're in a scenario we don't have enough housing. We're in a housing shortage. They removed a unit. For what reason? No idea. They use government money that every time we defeated some particular part of their argument, they use our tax dollars to find another reason to bring us back into court to fight it. Till the Supreme Court literally said, yeah, this isn't really legal the way they're doing this, but we're going to, we like it, so we're going to do it. It's going to accept it. That is when we decided.
That's Democratic leadership.
That is Democratic leadership. Doing stupid stuff because you want to, even though it hurts you financially, hurts the people around you financially, and overall has a worse outcome for everybody involved.
Yep.
These people are not morons. They're educated. They understand college. This is not a matter of stupidity. They care more about whatever their principle is that they're trying to express, whatever it is, than they do about the actual ramifications of the decisions that they make on the people that they're supposed to be serving. Because they don't care about serving, they care about leading and controlling.
That's right. This is literally this whole idea of equity. This is what equity looks like. Everyone's life sucks. So instead of there being like, you know, upper middle and lower class, now everybody's just lower class.
I'm so irritated right now.
So
now
thanks to government intervention for a virus that shall not be named, we have more wealth inequality in this country than ever.
Let's see. How many?
Don't make me use progressive talking points to prove what a bunch of buttholes you progressives are.
Let's take a look at something.
I mean, literally, progressive policies are the antithesis of what they say they want. Is that what the Hegelian dialectic thing was?
The Hegelian dialectic is basically creating a problem, then solving the problem.
Oh, you solving the problem you created? Or yeah,
creating
a
problem for somebody else to
Dems.
Solve. Yeah.
There you go. Classic.
Let's see.
All right.
The number of active business owners in the United States plummeted by 3.3 million or 22% over the crucial two-month window from February to April 2020. The drop in business owners was the largest on record and loss was felt across nearly all industries and even incorporated businesses. That was Stanford. I'm trying to find out how many businesses permanently closed forever. Oh, in recent years, that was April 2021, 8.5 according to study. What was COVID's toll? 200,000 extra closed as pandemic's first year. 2021, that's what they're saying. I'm trying to find something that gives you a total amount of closed businesses permanently. And here's the thing.
What was it?
I don't remember. None of them are giving me direct numbers of exact, but here's the one thing I'll give you. Let's take Ibram Kendi. I'm sure Pete would like Ibram Kendi. He's probably a fan of Ibram. Ibram is the guy that wrote how to be anti-racist. Guy braids, black dude, everybody's a racist based on the outcome. Basically, it doesn't matter what you're doing, why you're doing it. The outcome of your actions determines whether or not an idea or concept is racist.
Mm.
Okay, great. I'm big on let's just go with your line of logic and apply it to you and the things that you're doing. Everything Democrats and progressives have done have been bad just about
for everybody,
for everyone, including the minorities that they say they're trying to assist.
Yeah.
The actions they're taking are actually causing more racism.
Actually, in fact,
when I was a kid, we did not deal with the level of racial conversation we're dealing with right now. And I lived in a very diverse place. And I've been to schools that were all white. And I've been to schools that were all black. I've been in all kinds of schools. I moved all over the country. I have never dealt with the foolishness or felt the way I feel around people of other races and having to be concerned about how I'm moving and how they're moving. I have never had to do it as much as I have to do,
I literally never thought about it until like Black Lives Matter protests. Which I guess that's what they say. Like, oh, you have white privilege because you don't think about it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess so, except for the fact that I'm in an interracial marriage.
I think it's more like
I'm in an interracial family.
Yeah.
You know, believe it or not, some of my relatives aren't white.
Yeah. Mexican. Got Mexican in-laws. It is what it is. I got Puerto Ricans. It's whatever. The stuff is wild. Stuff is stupid and it makes me angry. We're going to wrap this up real soon. If you guys got questions, comments, throw them in because we're going to jump out of here. It's hot in this room. I got a jacket on. Eric is cold, so I'm hot. It is what it is. She's sweating.
Oh, no, I'm sweating. That's why I just sent you a private chat. I was like, I'm dying over here.
The state invites.
I want to have a hair clip. You guys, I was trying to leave my hair down because I'm cuter, but it's hot.
You're the cutest.
Oh, I'm growing my hair out. Now I remember why I cut it off.
Oh, my God. The state invites people to a state that already has a problem. And tell all the residents, taxpayers, there is a problem. We need to build more houses.
Yeah.
The average person has common sense. You aren't moving to live on the streets. Yeah. No. Yeah. I love it. That's why I love what's happening in Chicago. I love what's happening.
Oh, no.
I love what's happening here.
No, my favorite, actually, my favorite is that, you know, we have professional victims who have been hired by the state of Vermont, the city of Burlington, various other agencies to tell white Vermonters how they're all a bunch of racists. And then they encourage more not white people to move there. So this is what's so weird is they're like, we want more not white people here so that we can be diverse and whatever. Okay. But if you come here, be careful because all the white people are racist and they hate you. And it's like,
that's wow.
That's what?
Also, and this is not to be mean. This is like a legitimate question. Why do you want more people of a different color to show up? Like, what is the benefit to you to do that?
I mean, there is a benefit.
What is it? What is the benefit?
In all sincerity, I do really like living, for example, I love living in Central Texas because there's so many different kinds of people here. So you get the food.
So it's moral.
The culture.
So moral. You're talking about moral. I'm talking about like,
oh,
objective, financial, what the state's supposed to be concerned about.
Does it matter? Oh, do you mean skin color, genitalia, or sexual preference actually determine economic outcomes?
Is the diversity going to somehow help with your health care, your education? Does it do something tangible that people who...
Telling, not knowing, I guess.
If anybody in the chat could please let me know, and I'm not even trying to be a joker, I'm being dead serious. If it's a thing that like increases economic stability or something like that,
the first is our strength.
But that's a great slogan. But where are the stats? I want to know based on what
feeling.
And that's the problem. A lot of it just sounds like it's based on people's feelings.
See, that was me doing like an interpretive dance.
Yeah, as you've been, it's based on
feelings. Maybe feelings.
That's what it is. Anyways, we can go all day.
Aren't you guys glad you came today? You got a little singing. You got a little dancing. You got a little swearing.
No, you got a lot of dancing. Freaking Pete Buttigieg up there, freaking jumping around. That boy up there tap dancing. Yeah,
Biden.
That was he was doing.
Strings, or actually, no, probably not Biden pulling the strings. You know, I really wonder if we're ever going to find out who is actually in charge right
China,
now. China, because you know it's not that.
It's China.
Could be Xi.
It's China, and it's the
hey Joe Biden.
It's the shadow, the deep
do
state.
What I say?
Probably.
I'm sending another spy balloon. Don't shoot it down. Thank you.
Gosh. We're not even going to get into all that. That is, he's a freaking.
How about, see that? I didn't do a very bad accent. I was trying not to be totally racist.
To be, yeah, I mean, yeah, we're gonna skip that. Because all I can think of is Team America and Ronry. But so I'm not, we're not going to, so.
Ronry.
We're not doing that. There's a bunch of them. We're not going to do it. But anyways, the point is, but then again, I mean, they got their own police force here. They got their own truck manufacturer. We're not even getting it. Maybe it really is China that's running things. Who freaking knows? Anyways, we didn't even mean to be on this long. We just want to talk about
5 minutes.
I said 10.
He said 5 minutes.
But I'm sorry. I apologize. It's so stupid. Everything they say is so stupid.
It's stupid.
And they think you're dumb. And they think we're dumb.
Yes.
And if you take anything they're saying, and as Robert says, follow the money. One thing, follow the money. But two, just break it down to like, if this was your house, if you had a budget and you couldn't pay your bills and you just kept getting more credit cards and more credit cards and more credit cards, would you be considered fiscally a responsible person?
No.
Or would you be a dirtbag moron who doesn't pay your bills?
I don't want to be too judgy.
I'm being very judgy. If you're literally been in debt for as long as you've been in existence,
you're just running up debt because you're just running up
and
debt.
And you proactively choose not to be on a budget and have any kind of a surplus.
I don't want to pay my bills. I don't want to be responsible for the commitments that I've made. No.
That's our government. And then they steal from us and they take money that was earmarked for one thing and they move it to another project because we've forgotten that that money was earmarked for a certain thing. This is our government.
I need the voice.
Okay.
Oh my God. I want stuff. And I don't want to pay for it.
Babe, you don't have to make the voice. I the thing is making the voice.
I have to make it very sensitive.
Makes it even weirder.
I'm sorry.
Gimme stuff.
We apologize.
Oh, you messed it up.
We apologize. Anyways, we got to get out of here. It's hot. I'm sweating. My jacket is fly, but it is definitely not cool. Temperature wise, it's not breathing in here. Okay, you see this? Is that hard? I'm working for y'all. Hold on. Let me see if we can get the close up. Get the 4K.
How dewy you are.
See that? See the dew?
Do you want me to focus you up?
Do you see the condensation? That's for y'all.
You're not sweating. You're dewy.
I'm misting.
You're dewy.
I'm glowing.
You're dewy. Glowing,
glistening. And fury and outrage is infuriating. As a person who does not want to talk about the government, I'd rather be talking about, look at my background. There's a Tekken controller back there. There's Bruce Lee's freaking camera. Captain America's a Spawn.
There's a monkey with a pistol
in his hand. A monkey might be wearing a flag with a pistol in it. A bunch of knives. I want to talk about movies and whether or not Dune 2 was awesome and why Madam Web was garbage. I want to talk about how anything that has a Spider-Man character but no Spider-Man is pretty much bad outside of maybe Venom, and how Disney can't seem to make good movies and make things that we find entertaining. So now, because there's no other entertainment on the internet and because everybody else is stupid, all we can talk about for entertainment purposes is the news. Our entertainment is politics, politicians who lie all the time, Pete Buttigieg in the news, whether or not Joe Biden can walk upstairs. We're not even betting on sports anymore. We're betting on whether or not the old dude will fall down in this quarter. This is life in 2024. It is an absolute clown show.
And with that, ladies and gentlemen, have a good night.
Oh, jeez. I'm sorry.
Thank you for joining us.